Doug Williams is the legislative affairs chairman for the Department of Michigan American Legion. He's the legislative director for the Michigan for the Department of Michigan Marine Corps and the legislative chairperson for the Commanders Group of the State of Michigan. He's very involved with veterans, and he's on the other end of our line. Doug, how are you? Long time no talk to.
Good, Tony, and it's great to hear from you. And how are the boys?
Boys are very good. How's your health? Are you doing all right?
I'm doing better now. I feel a whole lot better. Had a little bit of a problem, but I'm back on my feet.
All right, it sounds good. You know, I don't know why it slipped my mind, but yesterday I started seeing some news that remembering Pearl Harbor 70 years ago today, we were attacked. And I immediately thought of you. I know that you could help shed some light and some insight on that. From what you can recollect, tell us about that day and where you were and what you were doing and how that day unfolded.
Well, I was quite young at that time, Tony.
Right, right.
70 years ago, I was about 2 years old. My parents were more directly involved in that. We were on the West Coast. My mother worked in a Penny's store in Spokane, Washington. And we were quite aware that there was a war because of the rationing going on. I can remember pulling a little red wagon around in Washington, Spokane, Washington, collecting paper and cans and whatever else we could for the war effort. I think I was about four when that was going on. But Pearl Harbor is a distinct event that occurred 70 years ago that drew us into probably one of the greatest wars that this world has ever known. You know, we've had many, many skirmishes since then, but this one was the one that that really impacted America really greatly.
As you ended up with your military career, talk about World War II fighting in that, your relationships, and now as you look back, how that affected you and how you think that has affected our country.
Well, I was trained in the Marine Corps by drill instructors who served in World War II in places like Guadalcanal and Saipan and Tinian and Iwo Jima. Those kinds of men brought a distinct flavor to the United States Marine Corps that makes it what it is today. They were proud warriors, and they served their country during World War II very admirably, and they were someone you could look up to and respect, and I still do even today. When I get a chance to talk with one of my old drill instructors, he lives down in Corpus Christi, Texas, and I still get a chance every now and again to call and tell him thank you for what he did for me. But you know, Pearl Harbor is a very, very special place to the Navy and Marine Corps because many, many of those soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who died on December 7th are still remembered by ceremonies every single day at Pearl Harbor. Any Navy ship that passes by the USS Arizona, which, by the way, is still a ship of the line, they render honors to either port or starboard coming and going out of Pearl Harbor. And it's a very unique place to visit, and if you have an opportunity sometime, you should go.
All right, Doug, I know that you spend a lot of your time fighting for veterans' rights. It appears that Governor Rick Snyder is hearing some of those concerns. I can recall when he was running, you had an opportunity to find out that he had concerns. How's the governor done with this? What's he implemented, and do you believe he'll continue to help not only the veterans who are in place now, but the many of our military members who are going to be coming back from the Middle East and from around the world?
Well, I believe the governor has his heart in the right place as far as veterans are concerned. I think somewhat his hands are tied by the financial situation that the state finds itself in, but hopefully that will begin to improve shortly. What we're really concerned about is the drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan, bringing back all of these service people into our state, a state which is really depressed as far as the job opportunities are concerned. But we're hoping that we can find programs to help them get readjusted back into civilian life again. Of course, you know what the Department of Defense is being proposed for that. And that's terrible because we consider the Legion and all of the veterans organizations consider national security as one of the primary most important things for a country to keep in mind. And we've always had a strong military, but taking away the money from the military like they're doing puts our nation in a jeopardy situation, and we're unhappy about that.
All right, Doug, if folks want to find out more about your efforts and what they may be able to do to help, where can they go?
Well, I can go to the American Legion State Office in Lansing on Verlinden, 212 Verlinden, or they can call there, and that phone number is area code 517-371-4720. They can, if they want to contact me, they'll get in touch with me and I can call them. But it's very, very important that we remember December 7th, 1941, the date which will live in infamy, sometimes doesn't even get any play or press, and that is a tragedy in and of itself. This country can never afford to forget that particular day.
Thanks so much, Doug. We'll talk with you soon.
Tony, good to talk with you.